From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 11, 2015. As temperatures reached 100 degrees and above, the stress on beef cattle increased. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Joe Pascal, AgriLife Extension Livestock Specialist, Corpus Christi.
The really high temperatures that we've had the last several weeks have causing cattle to go through a lot of heat stress. Typically, cattle are going to shade up a lot more, particularly if they're black-hided, or if they don't have a lot of boss indicus or Brahman influence. They're going to look for ways to try not to acquire heat. They may, let's say, talk about being in the shade. They might want to find a pond or a tank to crawl into. They're going to exhibit some heat stress. If they're unable to do that, they'll start panting. The blood flow along the surface of the skin starts to open up. Interior blood starts to slow down. The heart has to work harder. Animal has to breathe harder in order to get blood back into the internal organisms. That's what undergoes that heat stress. The core temperature starts to increase because the body's trying to cool itself on the outside.
Can cattle have heat stroke like humans?
Absolutely. Absolutely they can have heat stroke. Cattle lose most of their heat by panting, the exchange of warm, moist air out of their lungs. And if they can bring cool air into their lungs, that's fine, but they can't now. They're bringing in 100-degree temperature. That's very, very low in relative humidity and bringing it into their lungs and making them even hotter.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.